add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Apparently, BT and Sal back on the fan. BT's off, so it's just me. Apparently, I've got the power. Mets fans think I have the power to jinx the New York Mets. Are you out of your minds? Come on, come back to me here, please. I mean, geez, when they win, it's all because of Grimace. When they lose, it's all because of me. What did I do? I can't join in on the fun? For those keeping record at home, Friday's show, we're having some fun with the Mets beating the Braves on Thursday, and then they were a half game back going into Friday. And Friday's show with BT, I was here, we're joking around, saying, I said, joking around, the NL wildcard race is over. You know, playing off of 2022, I didn't think I had to spell it out for anybody because the NL East is over prediction went sideways back in 2022. So we're having some fun with it. Then on Friday, that was Friday during the day. Friday night, when the Mets were clobbering the Braves, I had some fun on social media with it. Tweeting, the NL wildcard race is over. That's it. After Alvarez hit the home run, place was going nuts. We were feeling good. And then, you know, things kind of went south from there. And I, not Brandon Nimmo, not Tylor McGill, not David Peterson, not Francisco Alvarez, not Pete Alonso, I took the blame. I mean, come on, what is going on here? I wish I had that kind of power. I wish. For the record, last night, about 2 hours before the Yankee game, I tweeted out the Yanks will win tonight. So what, my powers are only exclusive to jinxing the Mets when it's convenient for you to have that narrative? I mean, people are nuts. So much so, Frank the Tank goes nuts, and you know he wants to have at me. Look, I get it, all fun and games, I guess, but come on now. Don't blame me. Blame them. They win, it's Grimace. They lose, it's Sal Licata. Come on. I get more blame than Billy Epler in 2022. You don't blame Buck Showalter in 2022. You don't blame Max Scherzer. You blame me. And now again, it's convenient to blame a little old tweet from me. Like I have that kind of power. Now they better win tonight. I can't take another loss. Score some runs, for goodness sake. And you better not disappoint. Stearns, Cohen, I'm talking to you. This is a big deadline. Your team is right there. Go for it. Win or lose, succeed or fail the rest of the way of the postseason, at least you go for it. You have an opportunity. Who knows? The caller's point before he made a good one back in 2015, I didn't think that was a World Series team. A lot of people didn't think it was a World Series team. But with the right moves, it could have been. And it was. They reluctantly, begrudgingly fell into Cespedes. Alderson didn't even want to do it. They ended up getting Cespedes, and even with him, nobody really thought they were a World Series team, but they did go to the World Series. They took off with the right moves, with this mix, with guys having career years, with the chemistry being what it is. They can go beyond whatever the expectations we had of them. Similar for the Yankees, the big difference is the Yankees have had the high expectations. And the Yankees have two of the best players in the world with Soto and Judge. And you've seen the difference what, you know, Verdugo and Gleyber Torres, when just two guys, Austin Wells, when a couple of guys look competent, it's a major difference with that Yankee lineup. But they're not finished yet. They need to add to this team to put them over the top and go get to and win their first World Series since 2009. The opportunity is there. What will the Mets and Yankees do? Jason from Great Neck. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Sal. It's a pleasure. If the Yankees are serious, they need major help with their starting rotation. Why not try to go out and get this guy Trevor Bauer? He was cleared of any wrongdoing.
Yeah, I know.
Sal, you're going to tell me you wouldn't want Trevor Bauer on your team
now? Jason, I get it. I'm over, and thank you for the call. I'm over the Bauer conversation. I don't know how much more of the Bauer conversation we could have. BT and I had him in studio before the season. BT and I both said that we thought he was remorseful. We would think both teams in New York, I said more specifically the Yankees with where they were at, should have taken a chance on Trevor Bauer. And They didn't. Neither team was interested before or after the interview, and they're not going to get him now. So it's kind of just, to me, like beating it. I don't even want to use the old term, but beating a drum to oblivion. I don't know. Is it offensive to horses if you say beating a dead horse? Like, that's probably not appropriate anymore, right? I'm not sure. But anyway, you get the point. There's no point in talking about Trevor Bauer because it's not going to happen. Could they theoretically use him in the rotation? Yes, they could. So could the Mets. But it's not just that. The Mets definitely right now I wouldn't go near him because I wouldn't want that cloud that Bauer's going to bring to take away from the otherwise positive vibes that have been going on with the Mets since the end of May. With the Yankees, a little bit of a different story. I don't think it would be that shocking to their system to bring in Trevor Bauer, but I also understand why they wouldn't go for it. Look, there are other moves to be made here. And if you were going to be interested in Bauer, the time would have been months ago, not now. That's not a move that you make now. John is on Staten Island. What's up, Johnny?
Sal, I love you, man. Great show.
Love you too, John. Thank you. What's up?
Sal, not a doubt in my mind. If Senga didn't get hurt, if we would have swept them a 1-3 out of 4, I just think it was such an emotional toll, the timing. But you know what? The good thing is that the Mets have shown when they hit these little skids, and I give credit to Mendy that they bounce back.
Yep.
That being said, they better get their heads out of there. You know what? And you know, what's done is done. I mean, the timing sucks, but you got to put McGill in the bullpen. The guy's showing that he's a bullpen pitcher.
McGill's a problem. Like, people want to blame the stupid tweet that I had or Senga. Even you, John, I'm not blaming the Senga. Senga, you know what Senga's been this year? He's non-impactful on this team. He's a non-factor. I mean, he wasn't.
You're right.
As they said before, I think it was Mendoza who said it after the game, look, we did what we did to this point without him. So let's not make it like this is a death blow to the season.
No.
The way that he pitched, and I get what you're saying, because the way that he pitched Friday night gave you hope that the ace was back and maybe you didn't need to add.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? He's been a non-factor. He hasn't had anything to do with the season.
But we need two starting pitchers, Sal.
Well, look, losing Christian Scott hurt. And I agree, John, and thank you for the call. You're right, because I said they needed a top-end starter before Friday. That was with the assumption that Senga was coming back. I didn't know how good Senga would look. He looked great. That's what makes it hurt even more. If Senga walked the ballpark and gave up 4 or 5 runs, nobody would be going nuts. But because he looked lights out, dominant ace, it hurt because the potential with having him there. And by the way, he's not officially ruled out for the entire season. It seems likely he's going to miss the season or the regular season. Who knows if they make the playoffs? I mean, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying it wasn't definitive, at least what I saw. It said likely out the rest of the regular season. As long as Kodai Senga came back for game one of the postseason or game whatever of the postseason, I think we'd all sign up for that right now. But it's not like Senga was, it wasn't a part, non-factor. Insignificant. The potential, yes. What you saw Friday, yes, you missed that. But the reality is they haven't needed him this year. They've been fine without him. Now, I will say Tyler McGill in it. Like, when they're starting to talk about putting Tyler McGill in the rotation, oh, God, here we go with Tyler McGill. And then David Peterson showing, you know, reverting back to form yesterday. That's just unfortunate for the Mets, where they had an opportunity to put their foot on the throat of the Braves a little bit and take 3 or 4. They had Tyler McGill and David Peterson going. And in the spot where their bats are, like, the Mets are going to have to win with their bats, clearly. That's how they've been doing it so far this year. So when their bats have gone cold, you can't rely on Tyler McGill and David Peterson. That's why they need a top-end starter. And another bullpen arm. Rich is calling from Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Rich?
Sal the Mush, how you doing today?
What's up, Rich? How are you?
I'm doing well. Man, yeah, I agree. I mean, you were getting roasted yesterday for no good reason whatsoever. I mean, when you do deserve it, okay. But in this point in time, it's not your fault that the players decided not to play.
I mean,
anyway.
And by the way, like, Rich, you want to get on me for 2022? Sure, because that was legitimate. Like, in May, I was really feeling the division was over. This one on Friday, it was a joke, and people taking it so seriously. Now, I will say that I still do think the Mets are going to finish ahead of the Braves in the wild card standings, but that was clearly a joke. I mean, my goodness, I get the blame, but not the players? Come on now.
All right, here are my two baseball points for today, and here we go. Number one, Mets and Yankees fans, be careful what you ask for when you trade with the Rays. They do not lose trades, and if they're offering you their players, then they must know something why they want to get rid of them. They have a history of that. Number two is tonight and for the next couple of days, Mets fans, as much as you don't want to hear this, it's time for Mets fans for Yankees.
Oh, no, Rich, no way. The Mets are 5 games over. Why do you think that's the case?
Would you want a little help with the little spurt that the Mets are going through right now to widen that right now to help the Mets, you know, get a little closer? Yeah, you better be rooting for the Yankees today and this series against Philly.
Well, that's a different story, and thank you for the call, Rich. Big series for the Yanks tonight in Philadelphia. Look, the Yanks offense right now looks like they've turned a corner, and you could see that even after the loss on Friday with Austin Wells, Gleyber Torres contributing, Verdugo starting to get it going. So this had nothing to do with the major trades or Jazz coming in or Stan coming back. The Yankees, which they had to do all along, have to fix this thing from within if they are to have an opportunity. And so far, over the last couple of games, it has worked. You know, Mets fans rooting for the Yankees to beat the Phillies? Yeah, sure. I mean, they go out there and sweep the Phillies and have the Mets sweep the Twins, and the Mets could be in the division race. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. Now, I don't think it's likely, but it's not impossible. 10-game lead with, you know, 5 games to go, whatever it is. We've seen it before. 7-game lead with 17 to go. Nothing should be over yet. But the Mets have to make the right moves. And yeah, I mean, I thought you were saying that the Mets need to give up their season and start rooting for the Yankees. That's what I thought you meant. Not in this isolated series. Sure, go beat the Phillies. That'll only help the Mets. Mets did what they had to do. They swept the Yankees. I don't care if the Yankees win a game the rest of the year. Or, you know, win every game the rest of the year. Good for them.